Welcome to another edition of San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, the voice of the San Luis Valley. Without further ado...
Sponsorship of this program was provided in part by...
Welcome to Kip's Bar and Grill, where you'll find a family-friendly environment with games, including shuffleboard, foosball, ping pong, and pool, along with 11 televisions, all for your entertainment. And it just keeps getting better with live performances by an eclectic group of musicians ranging from Americana, rock, and folksy tunes certain to captivate and enchant guests every weekend in the summer. Kip offers his Colorado genuine smile to all he meets. He welcomes you to his grill as if you were an old friend being welcomed into his home. Kip's Grill is by far not your everyday restaurant, though. Its rich history permeates the atmosphere and carries you back to a small mountain town of years gone by. What is now Kip's Grill was originally the Creed Standard gas station, later turned local washateria, and now a lively restaurant. And get this, the washateria is still in operation. Where else can you grab your laundry basket and enjoy a frosty beer or fresh cocktail and have some great food served to you by the vibrant people that make up the staff of Kip's Grill? Stop in for happy hour from 3 p.m. until 6 p.m. and enjoy free popcorn and peanuts along with random tasty delights like shrimp or chicken wings. Every day is something new, delicious, and always a surprise for happy hour. Entering Kip's Grill is like walking into a party with all your friends. You just may not have met them yet. Kip's Grill is famous far and wide for their handmade chips and salsa, stunning fresh-squeezed margaritas, delicious handmade Baja-style tacos, and wild game burgers. Every Friday is Fish Friday with battered and fried Alaskan cod, served with fries and homemade tartar sauce. When you read the menu, you'll be tantalized by steak tacos, dynamite Diablo tacos, and fish tacos, just to name a few. American Grub is plentiful with burgers and fries as well as wild game burgers, like elk burgers, and a dynamite buffalo burger stuffed with roasted green chilies and mozzarella cheese, served on a brioche bun. To make your dining decision more diverse, look further to Kip's Mex menu sections with foods such as carne asada, grilled Baja chicken sandwich, and the Esteban Special, crafted by stuffing flour tortillas with cheese and top sirloin that's been marinated in Esteban's chipotle sauce and served in foil to ensure they are steamed to perfection. Vegetarians are not forgotten at Kip's Grill with the original black bean chipotle burger served with fresh avocado, lettuce, tomato, and onion on a brioche bun and paired with fries. Be sure to start your meal with one or more sensational appetizers. Choose from homemade chips and salsa, a basket of fries, roasted green chilies, Nacho Mama's nachos, chicken wings, pork shanks, frickles, and more. What's a frickle? You'll have to go to Kip's Grill to find out. Or you could find out at Kip's Grill's website, but that's just cheating and not nearly as fun anyway. Drop by on a Tuesday and enjoy a fresh made-to-order calzone, and remember, pizzas are served all winter long. As if their large downstairs patio, dining, and game area weren't enough to call out your name and welcome you, just take a trip upstairs to the Sky Lounge where the views are as spectacular as the food, cocktails, and specialty beers. Find Kip's Grill on Facebook for daily food and drink specials, live music schedule, and more. Also check out the website at kipsgrill.com, that's KIPSGRILL.com, for more of their story as well as a full menu. Kip's is located in the heart of Creed, surrounded by shopping, and more shopping, and historical sights to see. A perfect location for lunch or dinner at 101 East 5th Street. Open 11 a.m. until 9 p.m., 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Kip's Grill has been serving up laughter, friendship, family, food, drink, and fun for over two decades. Kip's Grill, pleasing the people for 23 years. On a brisk December morning, we set out on a trip up into the San Juan Mountain Range. The drive up took us through Del Norte and into South Fork. There, we turned onto Highway 149, also known as the Silver Thread Scenic Byway. Breathtaking views awaited as we steadily climbed in elevation much of the way, from a mere 7,600 feet in Monte Vista all the way up to 8,850 feet. We drove across frozen creeks, through deep-cut gorges, into the Rio Grande National Forest. We dodged wildlife, drove through Wagon Wheel Gap, and along the wandering and nearly frozen Rio Grande River. Our destination? The old mining town of Creed, Colorado. There they have two ponds just north of town, right at 8,900 feet, which serve as the host site for their annual Golden Pick Pond Hockey Tournament, and the reason that we went to Creed. We met with Kip Nagy and Kathleen Murphy to hear all the nitty-gritty details about this event coming up on January 19th and 20th, as well as some information about Creed in general. We learned what a Tommyknocker is, we heard some history behind the Pond Hockey Tournament, and a whole lot more. Now, let's get to that interview.
We're up in the mining town of Creed, Colorado, talking to Kip Nagy of Kip's Grill and Kathleen Murphy, Executive Director of the Chamber of Commerce. We appreciate you all taking the time to stop and talk with us about what's going on, and we're going to talk about a pond hockey tournament.
Thanks for coming up and talking with us.
Thanks, Adam.
Well, listen, there's an awful lot to cover here. First off, what is pond hockey?
Pond hockey. Well, Kathleen, it's on a pond.
Three-on-three players.
Yep. No boards.
No boards.
No goalie. But we have a little goal.
Two passes, then you can score a goal.
Yep, you can shoot after you pass, too. Those are our rules. It's pond hockey, so you kind of make it up as you go. These are the rules that work for us up here in Creed, Colorado.
Kip is often a referee, along with Brian Britton, owner of Tommyknocker Tavern, who also helped found this event with Kip.
How many pond hockey tournaments are there in Colorado?
You know, the last time we looked, we thought there were three, but I believe that's up to seven now. There's one in Fort Collins, outside up in the mountains. I think it's Beaver Meadows Pond Hockey. And then there's the Pabst Blue Ribbon in Frisco, Colorado. They may have moved it, but it's somewhere in Summit County. And then there's us.
When was the Golden Pond Hockey Tournament started?
12 years ago.
Yeah, 2007.
Sounds about right.
It's been going on for a long time now.
Yeah.
And what was the motivation behind a pond hockey tournament?
It kind of started with Matt Morrissey. From Durango. He works at Chapman Hill, manages it, and they donated the 114th Zamboni ever made. It's beautiful. It's got flames on it, mag wheels. All tricked out. And Benjamin, who runs the city municipality, works. The city stored it, and people started to see it. And next thing we knew, we were all gathering up on the ponds on Saturday, slapping the puck around, just having fun, goofing off.
And who hosts the pond hockey tournament?
The pond hockey tournament's put on by Tommyknocker Tavern and Kip's Grill for Creed Athletics, a nonprofit. We started that in 2001. And then once the tournament was a possibility, Brian and I, who owns Tommyknocker Tavern, got together. And with the help of Matt Morrissey out of Durango, just started bringing a bunch of mountain people together. And the first year was pretty much Creed, Durango, Gunnison, a little bit of Crested Butte, Detroit, oddly enough.
Texas has shown up.
From how far away are people coming to actually participate in the tournament?
I think Detroit's the furthest.
And then Texas would be the second farthest.
And New Mexico being the most surprising.
Yes.
Where is the tournament actually held?
The tournament takes place at the Silver Ice Park at the north end of Creed under the iconic cliffs. And we have two ponds up there. There's lights so people can stay and watch games well into the evening. And it's right by the Underground Mining Museum as well, for folks that are familiar with Creed.
And when is this year's tournament?
January 19th and 20th. It's a three-day weekend, so come up and have fun, and then you have Monday to recover.
There you go.
Martin Luther King weekend.
Ah, good idea. Well planned. What makes this tournament unique and special?
I think the fact that we have the 114th Zamboni makes this a rather unique event, and it's the location and the elevation also make for a rather unique experience.
Yeah, the canyon itself is just absolutely stunning.
It was a phenomenal drive up, I agree.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just eye candy everywhere, left, right. And then that first year, we had people like Bill, Matt, and Dave from Ska Brewing. They came over and just organically sponsored it. The next year, we had Pabst Blue Ribbon just organically sponsored it. The year after that, it was Labatt's. And, you know, we've kept it really low-key. And we don't really advertise it much. And so the group of people that come are just, they're just fun. It's just simple, fun, silly, lots of lunch cylinders and slap the puck around, old time hockey.
Lunch cylinder?
You mean a hockey soda?
Ah, okay, a hockey soda, I see.
You will find folks enjoying their favorite hockey soda up at the hockey ponds.
And I understand, too, many of the restaurants around town have selections of native microbrewed beverages.
Yes, and you will find that Kip's Grill has a lot of different beers on taps that are made here in Colorado, and then he also offers beers in bottles of the micro variety, and at Tommyknocker Tavern, they also carry the micro brews as well.
Why should folks come to Creed and watch? I mean, what's the motivation here?
folks should come to Creed because Creed is a lot of fun. There's a lot to do. January can be kind of cold for folks, and this is a great opportunity to get out, get some fresh air, and fight off the early stages of the looming cabin fever. So another reason folks should come to Creed is this gives them an opportunity to experience Creed in the winter, which is completely different than Creed in the summertime. And so it will allow them to see the two sides of Creed.
Can you describe that a little more? What's different?
There's less people in town. There's snow, so the scenery is different. The wildlife is different. Like I said, less people, so it gives you an opportunity to experience a little more solitude.
Did you say less people? Like nobody? There's 25 of us here?
A little more than that.
Just a touch.
And you actually have an A and a B league.
There is an A league that's for folks that have skated a little more, maybe played some college hockey, high school hockey. And then there's the B league, and both are fun to watch. The A league, you'll see more technical passing and much more technical skating. And the B league is definitely a lot of folks just out there having fun. One year, there was a team from Del Norte. They were the Potato Sacks, and their uniforms were actually potato sacks.
Really?
Yes, they had the arms cut out of them, and they wore these potato sacks. We had a team, the Hotel Hotties, which was a group of local ladies here in Creed that formed a team impromptu a couple weeks before the tournament, and half of them had never even skated before. And so those two teams, the Potato Sacks and the Hotel Hotties, those years were definitely the fan favorites. People would relocate from watching the hockey on the upper pond where the A-League was down to watching the girls and the Potato Sacks play, because it's just fun to watch people out there having a good time.
Hotel Hotties?
So back in 2010, a group started playing hockey up at the ponds consistently, and impromptu decision was made to put a girls team together that featured some of the ladies of Creed, and they were sponsored by the Creed Hotel. And the name of the team was the Hotel Hotties. And a lot of the players on that team had never skated before, so they were a lot of fun to watch. I think they had that team for about 3 years, and then they, you know, were, quote, signed by other teams and just moved on.
Kip, can you tell me about the ambiance of the weekend? Obviously, you've been up here and observed this thing.
You know, when you come into Creed, you come up Main Street, and there's these two beautiful 1,500-foot rock spires. Two towers that flank both sides of Main Street when you get into the North Canyon. That's where the ponds are. There's two ponds. And it's unparalleled for any outdoor ice skating rinks I've ever seen, besides if you were just going to hike up a mountain and shovel off a mountain lake. The access from town is a quarter mile. There's lots of parking, so when people come up, they can just drive right up into the canyon, park their cars. They're right there at the hockey tournament. We put in bleachers so they have a nice place to sit. We've got a warming hut. We actually have a Zamboni shed that we convert into another little warming hut during the tournament. So if it's cold, people have a place to be.
And so you even have bonfires.
We do have bonfires. Real ones.
Nice.
Yeah, 20 feet high.
Can people still register for the tournament at this point?
You know, right now the tournament's full, but there's always openings. If someone's interested, we recommend just contact us on our website.
The best way to access the website would be to go to creed.com, and under the events, you'll find the pond hockey tournament, and you can find a link to the World Press site, because it's a rather long, lengthy web address.
Well, that's how I found it, so I agree, it works.
For the people coming up just spectating, there's a lot of people. When I say a lot of people, there's maybe, let's say, 100, 150 people, and people are mingling, getting to meet each other. They're all typically from some other small community, and they've never really experienced the tiny outpost of what Creed really is in the winter.
Should people bring their kids too?
I would not bring your kid. I would say get a free pass and a babysitter and come have fun. Like I said, ward off that early stages of cabin fever. If you're going to bring your kids, you bring your kids at your own risk. This is definitely an adult-centric weekend. We do have events year-round that are definitely geared towards the family. Next month in February, we have Cabin Fever Days, which is also a great family-friendly weekend to come up and enjoy the winter and other ice events here in Creed.
Creed, I'm assuming, is open then too.
Absolutely. Tons of shopping, countless places to stay, multiple dining options. I would encourage folks, though, to support the businesses that started the tournament. So grab some food at either Tommy's or at Kip's. Grab some adult beverages at either location as well.
So you would encourage people to come up and stay the night?
Absolutely. You'd be crazy not to.
What about food? I mean, people are going to get hungry. Is there food available actually at the tournament or down here in town?
You know, in years past, we've had some vendors. This year, we don't have a vendor lined out at the moment. We always cross our fingers and get lucky, and someone always shows up with some good food. If that doesn't happen, again, we've just got a bunch of great restaurants in town.
I'm just going to say, you know, afterwards, people are going to obviously be hungry. Tell me about some good places to come eat in town.
Well, like I mentioned earlier, I would definitely encourage folks to support Kip's Grill and Tommy Knocker Tavern. You have the option of Baja-style tacos, barbecue sandwiches, pizza.
Yeah, and I think Brian does ribs all weekend.
Oh, that's right, and ribs all weekend.
Ooh, a lot of good stuff. And I understand there's even live music at Tommy Knocker Tavern.
Yes. Kip, are you having live music this year?
I believe we are. I think it's going to be Saturday. Maybe Friday, too. Be a lot of local musicians.
Is there anything in particular that people should bring with them? I mean, let's consider types of clothing. And of course, we want to talk about drinking lots of water, too.
Yes. Make sure that you bring adequate provisions so that you stay warm and hydrated. And be sure to bring your good attitude. You can leave the poopy pants at the gateway to the highway.
Lunch cylinders is 98% water?
Yes.
Yeah, so don't forget your lunch cylinders.
What is the elevation up here in Creed?
8852.
8852. So obviously something coming from a much lower altitude should definitely drink lots of water.
There's almost water stations about every 10 feet, so people will be in good hands.
Anything else that you'd like to mention in particular about the tournament?
It's a lot of fun. It's one of my favorite weekends of the entire year.
It's amazing. I grew up skating my whole life, and I've never been involved or really played on a sheet of ice, anything quite like this. And with the Zamboni, we just elevate the quality of the ice. You know, we still get the cracks, you know, in the ice as the ponds shift and move, but you really have a nice surface and you're able to pass the puck tape to tape, at least the first day.
Is there anything new or different going on this year?
We've kind of capped out at 21 teams for the tournament as far as the amount of ice that we have to play on. You know, I think what's new every year for the teams that continually come and the new teams that are coming is they're always used to playing pond hockey where they have some type of board, you know, whether it's a 2x4 or it's a bale of hay. We have no boards. It's a true pond. You have to pass the puck to the other stick. Otherwise,
off it goes.
Off it goes. Get a new puck.
I grew up watching hockey, so I enjoy this weekend because I feel, for me, it's similar amount of fun as attending a live game, but it's at a much more relaxed environment and almost more fun because of the laid-backness and the little bonfires all around and the camaraderie that's built. You know, you're not in your seat the whole time. You're up and you're mingling, but you're still watching hockey, which to me is fascinating.
Strong words for a Capitals fan. Did they really win the Stanley Cup?
Finally.
Kathleen, I think you wanted to expand a little bit on it's being the visitor center. Obviously, you'll be open that week this weekend too, so people can come in and find out more information.
I'll have some volunteers manning the visitor center that day, and then I will be up assisting with registration, and I'll have some visitors guides and some information about the area at the tournament itself. Folks can find me there and ask me any questions they have about Creed, and I'll be more than happy to answer them.
You're not just the chamber here. You're actually a visitor center for the town.
We are a chamber and a visitor center, and we are located along the Silver Thread Scenic Byway, which is one of 26 in the state. The drive up to the event will be breathtaking as well, in addition to the location of the event.
I absolutely agree. It was for us coming up. Tell me about the town of Creed a little bit, maybe some history and you know, where people are coming from.
Creed was founded by Nicholas Creed. He came over from Silverton and did some prospecting 1889-1890 time period. And in 1892, the town of Creed was incorporated. So a few years ago, we celebrated the town's 125th birthday. Started a pack burro race through the historic mining district to celebrate the town's birthday. And mining was prevalent in this town until the mid-1980s. And then tourism really took off, and we have a lot of folks in the summer that come and visit from Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, New Mexico. Folks come to check out the live theater at the Creed Repertory Theater. They come to do a lot of shopping. Jenny Inge, that owns Rare Things, creates horsehair jewelry, which a lot of folks like to purchase.
You're unique.
It is unique. Steve Quiller, who is a world-renowned watercolorist, has a gallery here in Creed. There's frame shops and galleries and places to buy jewelry and outdoor sporting goods. And then, you know, when folks come in the winter, we have groomed cross-country trails, places to snowshoe. We have the pond so people can borrow some of the community skates that are up at the ponds and do some ice skating. There's some hockey gear if folks want to give a dabble at some pond hockey as well.
We need him a little warm out the cabin fever days.
I'm not sure this year's schedule of events yet, but in years past, there's been a moonlight cross-country ski. Sometimes there's hockey games for kids up at the hockey ponds, ice sculptures on Main Street. The shops are open, shopping, 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 eating, eating, eating. Folks will stay the night. I think when you come up for pond hockey, you should definitely plan on staying the night. You can find countless lodging options on our website, creed.com.
Hey, Kathleen, you've used the term Tommyknocker several times. For those who don't know what that means, can you explain that term?
Sure, Adam. The Tommyknocker is the spirit that lives in the mines, and he plays tricks on the miners, and he hides their tools and eats their lunches. However, similar to the canary in the coal mine, he lets the miners know when there's about to be a cave-in. So whenever they'd hear Tommyknocking, they knew it was time to run out to safety.
I want to thank you both for taking the time to talk with us and wish you absolutely have a wonderful turnout for the tournament here. And we may even try to come up ourselves.
You should.
Thanks, Adam.
Thank you.
Thank you.
A chilly breeze, a warm bonfire, and an afternoon cocktail make the Creed Colorado Pond Hockey Tournament one of the most loved winter events in town. Called the Golden Pick, this event is sponsored by Tommyknocker Tavern and Kipp's Grill for Creed Athletics. The pond hockey tournament draws amateur teams from all over the United States. Some travel from as far as Dallas, Detroit, and Albuquerque. The actual tournament is held on the frozen Willow Creek ponds right underneath the famous Creed Cliffs. From the stands, spectators can enjoy the unique rock formations while watching local Creed folk battle out-of-town teams for the puck, as well as yearly bragging rights. Folks will be skating beneath 800-foot canyon walls with wildlife roaming nearby. Bonfires burn near the ponds all day, and the warming hut offers food and drinks.
This tournament will bring back childhood memories of afternoon hockey games played amongst friends. This annual tournament has been a huge hit, bringing the locals out to cheer on teams from all over Colorado, New Mexico, Michigan, and Texas. The 3-on-3 round-robin format ensures that everyone plays at least 2 to 3 games, plus tourney play. Local restaurants such as Kipp's Grill ensure that everyone eats well, and the Tommyknocker Tavern hosts live music for evening entertainment.
This year's pond hockey tournament takes place over the 3-day weekend of January 19th and 20th. You are encouraged to come up, enjoy this 2-day event, stay in town, enjoy local cuisine and the atmosphere of Creed, shop at numerous local establishments, and so much more. The website to learn about all the area, local information, and the hockey tournament is easy to find. Just go to creed.com and click on the appropriate links. You can also call the Creed Visitors Information Center Tuesday through Saturday from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. Mountain Time at 719-658-2374. That's 719-658-2374. And of course, you can learn about local dining, shopping, and places to stay at the creed.com website.
SL Voices extends a special thanks to Kip Nagy, owner of Kip's Grill, and Kathleen Murphy, executive director of the Creed Chamber of Commerce, for taking time to sit down and tell us all about this coming year's pond hockey tournament. Thanks as well to Brian Britton and the good folks at Tommyknocker Tavern and Barbecue Bistro for letting us come in, showing us around, and telling us about their rich history. As well, thanks to all the other good folks we met on our trip up there. Make your plans now to go to Creed for this exciting weekend event, January 19th and 20th.
Sponsorship for the podcast you just heard was provided in part by...
Step off the streets of Creed and be welcomed into Tommyknocker Tavern. You'll be drawn to the aroma of fresh meats smoked daily, but the atmosphere will quickly enchant you. You can almost hear the miners of years gone by stomping on the old wood floors to get their favorite beverages, served up by a smiling bartender, while stories of Tommyknockers and their antics flew back and forth with great merriment and sometimes a bit of frustration. You see, Tommyknockers are impish, gnome-like, wee little men about 2 feet tall and often described as being a bit greenish. They are most often spied wearing a traditional miner's outfit. Living beneath the ground, they have been known to have committed both good and bad deeds throughout the centuries, often playing practical jokes and committing random acts of mischief, such as stealing unattended tools or taking off with the miner's lunch. But the name Tommyknocker comes from a very benevolent part of the tiny gnome's character, as they would knock on the walls of the caves, warning miners of an imminent cave-in. When these grizzled little gnomes were good, they were believed to bring miners favor and wealth. But when they were bad, they were very bad, and would bring misery or injury to those who doubted their power or didn't believe in them at all. So although a Tommyknocker could be lively and mischievous at times, they are also an important and much revered part of a miner's life. Another bit of history unique to Tommyknocker Tavern are the dollar bills you'll see on the mirror behind the bar as well as on the ceiling. Decades ago, when miners' payday would come around, the miners would write their name on a dollar bill and give it to the bartender to place on the wall. This would ensure that if the miner found himself running a bit short the day before payday, he could go in and pull his dollar and have another beer. Today, you can still write your name and leave your mark at Tommyknocker Tavern. Once a year, all the dollar bills are removed from the wall and put on the ceiling, there to live forever. Though the history of the Tommyknocker is wildly interesting, let's talk about Tommyknocker Tavern, which is nothing less than a really super groovy place to be. They offer a beautiful selection of fresh soups and salads, pork ribs, and sandwiches. All the meats are smoked in-house daily, and every dish is served with a delicious portion of Tommyknocker Tavern's secret recipe barbecue sauce. Every Tuesday is Rib Tuesday, where you can enjoy a quarter, half, or full slabs of mouth-watering ribs prepared to perfection. Catering is also available to make any event super special. Though the menu offerings are varied and plentiful, there are some sandwiches for which Tommyknocker Tavern is famous. The Creed Caldera, a sandwich creation consisting of traditional beef brisket topped with onions and pickles and served on a Kaiser roll. Another original work of sandwich art is the Okie Pokie. It's a pile of pulled pork topped with coleslaw, pickles, onions, and barbecue sauce served on a Kaiser roll. There's also a kids' menu sure to please even the pickiest of wee ones with mac and cheese, peanut butter and jelly, and grilled cheese. So we've got enchanting history, mouth-watering food, and in-house smoked meats, a great beer selection, and expertly executed cocktails, family-friendly atmosphere, but there's more. Tommyknocker Tavern hosts live music from local musicians all summer long and fun events throughout the winter. Be sure and check the scheduled events on their website. Tommyknocker Tavern will be celebrating 20 years on May 30th, 2019. Mark your calendar and be there for this history-making anniversary party. Experience Tommyknocker Tavern for yourself. It's easily located at 107 Wall Street in delightful downtown Creed. Open 7 days a week, year-round. Give them a call at 719-658-0138. For a full menu and schedule of events, check out their website at tommyknockertavern.com.
We appreciate you telling your friends to listen to the podcast on slvoices.com and check out our extensive calendar of events, more listings in one location than any other website around. You can help spread the word too by liking us on Facebook and joining our page. Also check out our Instagram page for behind-the-scenes looks at what we do. And please patronize our local sponsors. Remember to support the businesses here in the Valley. Most are owned and operated by your family, friends, and neighbors. We all love this area, want to see it flourish, and you can help by buying and supporting locally in your own and surrounding communities. Check back for another local podcast soon. Until then, this has been San Luis Valley Voices, a production of slvoices.com, the voice of the San Luis Valley.